One Sports Betting Show coming out with Pat McAfee, Incorporated, Thunderdome. I am Toe Dicks.
And a baby Toe.
That man right there. Boo. Bobo Gumpino. He's a Canadian station. He's a bearded wonder. Wide.
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you, Saya. How are we?
Very good. All right. We're all right.
Brucey Bruce, how are we?
What's going on, dude?
What is going on, dude?
Oh, you know. Croatia's down 1-0 at halftime against the Netherlands in the Nations.
Okay.
Who scored for the Netherlands?
I don't recall.
Let's see if we could see if Croatia can fight back.
Get eyes on that.
Otter, how are we?
Tony, I'm doing fantastic. I mean, the Vegas Golden Knights, they came through last
night. Congrats to the Knights.
Congrats to the Knights.
Easiest bet of all time.
Yeah, we said
-1.5. Everybody knew it.
Panthers were they had nothing left.
Dude, what a fuck.
Nothing left. Overhit. Yeah. The overhit.
I mean, what can you do?
The over did fly. I was wrong with the Panthers 1.5, thinking it might be a cagey affair. But
yeah, but you didn't know Tkachuk wasn't playing either.
That is true.
You take Tkachuk out of that team, that's pretty much their heart and soul.
Okay. Baseball, I got fucking crushed in last night.
Yeah,
White Sox. 8-1.
What?
Excuse me, what?
8-1.
You were?
Oh, yeah.
Good for you.
Wow.
Jack Flaherty got me. Only one. Would have the sweep.
Damn.
I always take the Giants +0.5, too.
I was 2-2. The A's being one of my two wins is a shock, but they were.
Harris Hogan didn't even start. He, like, came in late.
Harry Hogs?
Yes. The reverse boycott was a bit of a scene.
Dude, that was awesome. Are they doing that again tonight?
I want that place packed every
night. You're getting them +$3 tonight, so I don't know if they are, but
we need somebody to tweet out every highlight for the A's with the Moneyball music.
We will.
What if they break the MLB win streak record?
I'm afraid it
ends tonight against Glass now, Bruce.
I don't know.
We will do we'll do baseball later, and I watched Bruce. Was going to put a chocolate in his mouth, but then had to stop because he was going to talk.
Chocolate?
Now he has a chocolate in his mouth.
Fuck off, man.
Show's the best.
I thought you were going to intro, so I went for it.
Yeah, yeah. I knew what you were going to do. I will intro now. It's a Wednesday. It's the Wednesday before a major fucking golf tournament, so there's only one thing to do. You have on one of the greatest golf handicappers in the world. Who is that? It's fucking DB from the Tour Junkies, okay? The man knows what he's talking about. The man wins money. The man wins us money. We have him on, and we are very lucky to do so. Mr. DB, how are we doing today, sir? Welcome to Hammer Down.
Woo! Yeah.
Thank you, Tone. That was beautiful, man. I appreciate that. Those are kind words.
Tell you what, you sound good. You look
amazing. It's wonders what an Ethernet cable can do to a studio.
Oh, dude, a little Cat 6 in your life? Oh.
Yeah. I feel like, did we Cat 6 it, boys?
Yeah,
we did. We got a little action going back here.
Turns out we did. DV, how are we?
I think we did.
Good. Gump, how was that Canadian opening?
I should have went, dude. I'm kicking myself.
Bro.
Did I see a fucking Looney and Tony in the 18th cup?
The Toonie in the cup, dude. Like, I got to go next year, man. Have to. Every year it seems if there now, is man. One. Like, every year, like, Sundays just goes off there. It's unbelievable.
I hope there's still an RBC Canadian Open next
year. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Bruce said it's dead already.
Maybe. I mean, we don't know.
Bruce kicked it off.
We don't know.
Hell of a way to go out, though. Hell of a fucking way to go
out. Yeah. Yeah.
For sure. Let's start with what everybody's wanted. What happened to your boy, Jay Monahan, here?
Bro, I don't know. I saw some people taking some shots on him, which I think is a little off color. But I don't know what's going on, man. I mean, I'm sure stress and hypocrisy will
tear the body down. A lot of stress. But that's not going to take away from tomorrow and this weekend. LACC out in Cali. For some reason, you know what? The U.S. Open just didn't feel right to me in L.A. But then I started seeing videos from the course, and it did feel right because it feels like the rough is long, feels like the greens are quick, the fairways are slanted. How's it going to play? How do we feel about the course coming into the ultimate course versus the player tournament?
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm loving what LACC is set up to be. We're friends with a player. His name's Hank Lebioda. You probably never heard
of him. I have.
Oh, of course. Lebioda.
Love Hank.
All right. Well, we had Hank
on. L-E-B-I-O-D-A. I've heard of him.
There you go. By the way, I think he's like a million to one to be first round leader tomorrow, and he's the first tee time off in the morning. So
nice take.
Just want to throw down some vibes for Hank. But we had him on the show on Monday night. He had played the course twice, and he's a Florida boy. He's from Tallahassee, played golf at Florida State like Brooks Koepka. And he just said, man, this place is really comfy for us Florida boys. He's like, it's just Bermuda. It's pure bent grass greens. And the rough, we know what it's going to do. There's no California Poana or California Kikuya. He's like, I love these. He's like, it's just kind of Florida vibes.
Okay. Which, that's good nice. To know.
So I think that's a checkbox for Brooks Koepka at okay. the top, if you're thinking about it. I mean, for me, with all the stuff that we've heard this week, on like Monday and Tuesday, it was like a bomber's paradise. Nope, not a bomber's paradise. It was like all this stuff going around. I think I'm looking at total driving. So I want you to be above average in distance, but you don't have to be, huge, sure. right? Total driving, but hit your fairways. It's definitely, obviously, an iron contest through the bag. We know that's going to happen at every major. I am waiting around the green play more than maybe typically I would wait it. I definitely think these guys are going to have to be really nasty off of not just tight lies, but some of the rough around the greens. And then three-putt avoidance or kind of like lag putting or yep. just making those 7-8 footers for par when you have to is going to be important. What we've heard as the week has gone on from people we've talked to is just more and more how the course has started to firm up. Some guys on Monday were talking about how it was softer than expected, but it's already firming up. And the greens, they just talk about all the slopes and the slants on the greens. And if you're in a bad position, the ball's going to break a lot. So those are kind of the things I'm coming around to. But yeah, it's going to be a great golf course. The golf course looks super cool.
How do we feel about a 550-yard par 4?
Or how about this has happened before because I know Oakmont has a 300-yard par 3, but I believe there's a 290-yard par 3 out there this week most likely.
Yeah, I'm kind of I'm in the kind of who gives a shit camp because like everybody's playing it. So I don't know, dude, just get the best score you can get, whatever, par is relative, right? And apparently I'm also not a big architecture guy, but George Thomas, the architect, loved like half par holes. So he talked about like number one would be a par 5, but it's really a par 4.5. It's kind of an easy birdie hole. But then he talked about some of these long par 3s that are kind of par 3.5. So if you make par, you're gaining strokes on the field. So it is what it is. Like I don't really care. I just don't care. And they can play with the tee boxes and the pin positions, whatever.
Everybody loves Scotty or?
Scoot's been getting a little bit of concern, I guess, with the putter and the issues with these, these undulating greens or whatever. He had his press conference yesterday. Apparently, he's been tinkering with a new putter. He didn't answer the question.
He doesn't like that.
Not tinkering.
He did not answer straight up when asked if he would have a new putter on Thursday. He said, you guys will have to wait and find out. Okay.
It's not a no.
Don't love that. Yeah.
He's just such a laid-back guy, though. Like, I love that when if you watch the press conference, which I did, he just seems so calm, cool, and collected. Like, so I don't think he's necessarily worried about it. He didn't seem super worried about it. Now, maybe that's a problem, but maybe it's as bad as it could be, and so it can only go up from here in terms of the putting.
Go ahead, Bruce.
Yeah, it's crazy to me looking at the board and seeing Scoot there sort of alone at 6-1. And it's hard for me to not think that there is a small type of overlay kind of on John Rahm and Koepka, like you mentioned. Of those two, are you going with Brooks? And then in the 30 range, are you buying into any of the actual home course with Homa? I'm hearing Com Smith getting chatted about a lot there at 30-1. And how's the Grim Reaper, DJ at 35-1? Do you think he might have it? I know he's been struggling. But are there any of those sort of big name dark horses that you're zeroing in on?
Yeah, for sure. And I'll talk to you about one who's caught a lot of steam in the head-to-head market too. But to start off, I was early in on Rahm this week at 11-1. The more I've talked to Hank and talked to other guys, I think I actually prefer Brooks again. So I think if I had to pick one, I'd go Brooks at 11 or 12 to 1, wherever he's at right now.
I mean, 12 to 1 for him. Like, if it was John Rahm winning the way that he has, you know, we'd be talking about maybe a plus 550 here.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And I mean, Rahm hit it amazing at Memorial and just couldn't make anything. So, I mean, I don't think you'd go wrong with either one of those two, but out of the top three or four guys, that's who I like. It's either Rahm or Brooks, but I'm going to lean Brooks. I'm not buying DJ at this point at that number. You know, Homa sitting there at 35 to 1. I got a future ticket on Homa back in like February when everybody else got a future ticket on him at 40 or 50 to 1. I don't know that I feel great about it considering the incoming form on Homa, but I will say, you know, we've only seen one, I think we've seen one winner at over 50 to 1 at the U.S. Open in the last 10 years. That was Gary Woodland at Pebble Beach. So it's very unlikely that we get a bomb over that 50 to 1, but I'll tell you a guy in that 30 range that you're talking about who I was tracking some head-to-head movement on a lot of players throughout the week. I posted a lot of these lines on Monday in my Discord, and then I went back and looked at them today, and I've seen some noticeable line movement. Matthew Fitzpatrick, is the defending champion, is getting hammered, like, in a good way. Like, money is coming on Fitzpatrick. He flipped a line on Tyrrell Hatton. He was a dog at Open to Tyrrell Hatton. He flipped a line on Morikawa. Now he's a favorite. He flipped a line on Conn Smith. Now he's a favorite. Basically, any line that he was in, if he was a favorite, he's a bigger favorite. And if he wasn't, he's a favorite now.
Okay.
Wow.
You mentioned the number, the 50 to 1 number, key number. There's a few guys there that I like.
There are.
Let's see. I like Fleetwood. I like Fowler. I like Rose. And out of the most that I like at 50 to 1 is actually Hideki. How do we feel?
I mean, Tone, I love this range. If you look at DB's Big Balls betting card that came out yesterday, because of the Big Balls parameters, right? I only bet numbers at 25 to 1 or longer.
The specific size of the balls involved.
Correct.
So I dropped my balls all over this range, and it includes all those names except for Justin Rose, which I do like. Justin Rose,
he's off. I'm crossing him off.
He was one of the last ones out, but Hideki, I love. Fleetwood, I love. Fowler on Monday, I got it a big number on. He was like 60 to 1 on Monday. I still love him now at 50. I've seen a lot of people on Twitter, and this pisses me off. A lot of people on Twitter
talk to us.
Hating the Tommy Fleetwood homers, okay? Tommy's a choke artist. But Nick Taylor made a 75-foot effing putt.
Yeah,
correct.
Tommy had a 10-footer on the same line that he had a hole or two ago for birdie. If he drains that, we're talking about a different story.
Yep, and he walked it down on 18. So it's ridiculous
That too. He did not hit some great shots at the end of that tournament, that's for sure, right? Hitting an iron in the rough on 18 is a bad look. But the other thing that people say is, oh, he's never won on U.S. soil, blah, blah, blah. Well, neither had Matt Fitzpatrick last year going into Brookline. Matt Fitzpatrick had never won a PGA Tour event on U.S. soil. He had never won a major. He had won at Brookline as a U.S. amateur. I mean, whatever. But, I mean, Tommy Ladd could totally do it. The guy is doing everything well. I don't understand the hate on Tommy. And I feel the same way about Ricky. Everybody hates on you for betting on Ricky because he's never going to do it. He's never, you know, but there's so many guys. I mean, Sergio was never going to win one, right? And Ricky's still clicking. I mean, things are clicking for both of those guys as good as ever.
I was looking at Ricky's past results, and I feel like in like the last 10, maybe not 10, he missed the cut at what, the PGA? But other than that, he's top 15 basically in every tournament that he's played in the last 2 months, 3 months.
Yeah, it goes without saying at a major, but we have to remind people that obviously there is a ton of variance here, right? Like, so there are going to be big names who miss the cut. There are going to be names that struggle, and it's going to be because, I mean, have you guys seen the surrounds of these bunkers? Like what Gil Hance did to the bunker surrounds? There are going to be, when those balls are going to the bunker, oh, that's the other thing Hank Lebiota told us. He's like, dude, the bunker sand is like Florida beach sand. It's very thick. And he's like, it's so Florida. But when your ball is going towards the bunker, you are going to be praying that it does not get hung up. But all it takes is one of those lies in that fescue grass that Gil Hanse put around those bunkers. It's like 8 inches, 10 inches deep. If you get a bad lie on that, you are boned and you're done, right? And that could happen to Scotty and he trunk slams, right?
Yep.
So the margin of error is thin, but
probably
why not go Scotty. With the guys who are doing everything well right
probably
now?
Probably not Scotty.
Yeah, but it probably happened to like Tyrell Hatton, you sure. know, and he'll spike his
club. What about, you know, one of the hottest guys on tour, Vic Hovland? Is Vic going to ride the wave?
I mean, I don't know why you. I mean, so basically, if I were going to do something shorter than 25-1, yeah. it would be Brooks Koepka, it would be Victor Hovland, okay. and then I'm getting to the Matt Fitzpatrick and also Conn Smith spot at the 30 range.
Okay,
That Tommy Fleetwood is just an interesting thought. I like it a lot. Basically, like a Matt Fitzpatrick rerun.
Yeah,
but with Tommy Fleetwood,
you've got his interest. Okay,
you have my interest.
Good. Anything else that we need to know before we get out of here?
I mean, I got just a few fun bombs, I guess.
Yeah.
Let's scroll to the bottom, baby. Billy Ho from the bottom to the top.
That's
the bomb.
I only I love during majors to kind of mess around with some of these like nationality props, yep. but the top South American, the only one I like is this one. It's top South American player. You got Mito there, who's catching a lot of steam. He's got a lot of love, and it's totally understood. Like, I like Mito. Then Joaquin Niemann, Sebastian Munoz, who's played like garbage on LIV. Echeverria, who's a hack. And Fernandez de Oliveira, whatever. Emiliano Grillo, who's played fantastic and just won Colonial, is plus 460 to be the top South American. So I like that one.
I don't hate it.
Are we getting through a show without nobody betting on Tony Fee now?
Yeah, I got nothing on Tony this week.
And watch it be the time.
Yeah.
Tony,
dude, I have had like the devil on one shoulder and, you know, an angel on the other all week over Tony. I just can't. He has hurt me so many
times. Nothing on Tony this week. Nothing on Tony. Nothing on fucking Cantlay. Okay?
Nothing on Rory.
Nothing on Rory.
I'm not interested. I do think... I think my boy Siwoo is going to have a good week.
Okay.
I'll say that.
Love that.
I hit him early on Monday at like plus, he was like 110-1 outright. So I like Siwoo. He's plus money at a top 42, playing exceptionally well right now. There's some good ones out there. I mean, I got some first round leaders, which I normally never do, but I like the early morning guys round one tomorrow. And obviously I'm going to pick bombs because you're likely going to have to chop it and split it on FanDuel, and that just sucks. But I was surprised to see Shane Lowry is 65-1 first round leader tomorrow, and he's a morning guy. He's a stud. Sepp Straka is 110-1 early out tomorrow. We know what Sepp can do on difficult golf courses. Dylan Wu and Carson Young, both 170-1 first round leaders tomorrow, and both are playing very well. I could see one of those young guys having a good day tomorrow too, out early.
Okay. We appreciate it. We really do.
Boys, can I give a quick plug here?
Yep,
of course.
Tonight, for the first time ever in my Discord, we're going to have a caddy who's caddying for a player in the tournament at the U.S. Open. He's going to be in our Discord tonight in a live chat answering questions about the golf course, conditions, whatever you want to ask. It's going to start around 9:30 p.m. Eastern, the Lord's time zone. And it'll run for about 2 hours.
Okay.
So check out the Discord. It's called the Nut Hut. And go to tourjunkies.com. Click on Nut Hut. Check it out and join us if you want to get in on that.
Fuck yeah. Hey, you know I'll be there, pal.
Oh, will you?
Yeah.
You get in the Discord? You're not going to get in the Discord. You're not in your own Discord.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I don't think we're allowed in the Hammer Down Discord, honestly.
That's I believe that's... You know,
oh, you're not?
I think that's the rules.
I've tried to get in it, and they've said no.
Yeah, I'm obviously not letting you in, man.
Yeah, they might not know. They might not know where I am, but I'm
out of there.
I think that's just the nit rule. I'm in there all the time. I love that place. There's some great dudes in there.
I'll check it out.
Were you banged up on your IG story this morning?
Bro, God, no, that's just what fucking age does to you. I'll be 40 this year, Bruce.
Congrats.
I don't know. Yeah, I was going no sound. I didn't know if you were just talking about being hungover.
That was so mean.
This guy. Jeez, this fucking guy.
No, dude.
What a bear. What a clump.
I mean, you look so good right now. It's a little, that's why I brought it up.
Well, that's
that might have been the nicest burial I've heard in quite some time.
That's what I've had two shots of espresso and a coffee today. I've done a workout, and it's, you know, I'm my eyes are wide open, but that was right after I woke up, and I wasn't hungover at all. I didn't have anything to drink.
You gotta stop rolling out of bed on your IG story.
Yeah, maybe.
Dude, it sucks when you turn 35 and then you have nights where you never sleep, and it just pisses me off.
100%.
You'll get there one day, Brucey Brown.
I already have nights where I
not tonight though. Not tonight though, because we're gonna see you on the fucking Discord, okay?
Hell
okay.
Yeah.
If you need anything else, tourjunkies.com, they got you there. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Good luck.
See you boys.
Later.
Thank you.
You.
All right.
It was ESPN caddy.
ESPN caddy. Michael Collins comedy.
I really didn't mean to be mean or anything.
I mean, were you boozed up this far? Pretty big shot.
I've got action on.
I didn't mean for it.
It's all right.
Like, what the fuck?
I don't know if I would have taken that one very well.
Our only recurring guest, too. Like, we actually like the guy.
All right.
I love the guy more than the next guy.
Guys I like the most in this tournament.
Croatia penalty.
Hovland, Scheffler, and Hideki. And then a little bit below that, Hatton, Fowler, Fleetwood. And I'm going to take a shot on Jordo Spieth this weekend, see what happens.
Ooh.
I am playing both Rahm and Koepka hard at the top. I just believe in both of the lads there. Please. And then I'm playing Fleetwood and I'm playing Matt Fitzpatrick basically with DB. I think both of those could be in the mixture.
Okay.
And I love those Matt Fitzpatrick matchups. That's a great thing to know.
Yes, it is. Last time he came on and did matchups, I can't remember who it was, but he dominated. I think it was Corey Connors. It was Corey Connors.
Yeah.
He dominated all the matchups. All right, let's do baseball tonight. Full slate. Starting at 4:40, Atlanta and Detroit. You guys got anything on that one?
There's a thought to just take the Braves here, right?
Lorenzo's been pretty good.
Did the Tigers win the first one today?
No, it is 10-6.
Yeah, it's 10-6 right now, bottom of the eighth.
Ooh, base is juice in the eighth. Bit of a barn burner. No, I'm out.
Okay. Colin Verlander, thanks for blowing the lead last night. Scherz, dog, you're awesome.
Dude.
Mets.
Colin Verlander, too close for me to call, especially with Cole on the road. I'll stay away.
I love the Yanks here, first five money line.
Okay.
Yeah, that was my first time with eyes on the Mets during their kind of struggling journey this year.
Not a good ball club.
Yeah, they absolutely stink. I'm on the Yankees first five plus a half.
Okay. Yeah, I was sitting out there listening just to Ty and Bruce talk about their team, and really the only thing I took out of it was how bad the Mets were. I saw the Yankees actually pitcher that I knew on the bump, and minus 110 full game money line, I'm taking it.
Okay. Berrios and Bradish go. Matt.
Put me down for the Orioles again, first five money line.
Okay.
Yeah, you might have to look around a bit, maybe poke around the Hard Rock or Caesars, but I'm on the Orioles first five plus a half.
Okay.
Aaron Hicks is murdering baseball for the Orioles.
It's so crazy. Ridiculous.
Gomer,
how that always happens.
Gomer's going against Whitlock. I almost took Whitlock. I did not. Stayed away.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Detmers goes against fucking Haney. I don't even think think I missed this one.
I think I'm on Heaney.
Think I'm on the Rangers again, first five.
Yeah, I mean, the tides started to hurt a bit back in the Rangers every night, but we got to stay with it.
They hit the first five last night. Would they lose full game?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Buccos are in Chicago again. Smiley's going. I hate to do it. Cubs first five.
Wow.
140.
Who's chucking for the Buccos? Beto?
Osvaldo Beto, AAA guy.
He's supposed to be a stud or just random call up?
You know, I wish I knew the answer to that question.
Jeez. Where's the Pirates hat?
Pirates baseball season. Where is my Buccos hat? Someone stole it.
Fucking on the Cubs, Buccos hats.
Come He's got on. No picture.
I'm out of okay. This one.
Ben Lively goes against Daniel Lynch, Cincy and KC. I'm at.
Put me down for the Reds again, first five money line.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm on Reds full game money line. I just am basing this off of the records of these two teams, so that's what it is.
Thanks.
Reds are pretty hype if you wanted to hop on that train.
Yeah, that's
no, a good there's hype, so man. Many Reds fans around here. Everybody around Indy claims to be a Reds fan just because it's close.
Doesn't well, that's, make yeah. It's, normal, it's normally how fandom
works. Yeah.
Indiana and Ohio are not. State, I don't know.
It's the closest.
Cincy's baseball. Like an hour away.
I mean, I went to a Reds game one time. It was really fun, but no, I don't. I'm not going to care about the Reds. Aren't they still paying Ken Griffey Jr.?
Yeah, that's awesome if they are.
I really want to go to a Reds game.
Let's
dude,
go.
Dude, the party deck's so fun.
I love the Reds, though. Play of the day.
Oh, POD. Washington's at Houston. That didn't work out last night. Josiah Gray versus Framber. I'll stay away.
Yeah, I'm out.
Okay.
I'm adding Houston into a parlay. And I'll wait for the other game.
Okay. Yuri Perez is going against Luis Castillo. First five, under 3.5 for me.
Ooh. I'm throwing Mariners full game in a parlay with the Rays full game. Both money line, plus 110.
Okay. Phillies in Arizona. Ranger Suarez goes against Merrill Kelly. This one will be my POD. Give me the Arizona Diamondbacks first five money line.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay. I believe in Ranger. He's turned it around the last two. I'm fading the old wealth management firm tonight, and I'm on the Phillies plus a half.
Tampa's still in Oakland. They better hope they get out of there with their fucking lives. Glasnow goes against Medina. I'm out. I don't want anything of that.
Yep, this is going to end my parlay today. I'm going Tampa and Houston, both money line, minus 112.
This may be stupid. Cleveland and San Diego, Savali and Waka. I'm taking the under 4 first five.
Ooh.
Sorry, under 4.5 first five.
There you go. Yeah, I'm out on that one.
Okay.
Waka hasn't been that great of late.
And then Clevinger and Kershaw end the night. Okay.
Clevenger, fuck.
I'm on Cubs first five money line, Seattle and Miami first five under 3.5, Arizona first five money line, and Cleveland and the Dads under 4.5 first five.
Orioles first five money line, Yanks first five money line, Rangers first five money line, Reds first five money line, D-backs first five money line, Rays Mariners full game money line parlay.
I'm on the Orioles and Yankees both first five plus a half. Look around.
Okay. Well, hey, look around. You're allowed.
Look around.
You're allowed. Any footy.
Wait, I got the Rangers, too, and the Reds, and the Phillies plus a half.
Okay. Thank you. Any footy.
No, sir.
What?
Boom.
Croatia live, plus 165.
Boom. All right, we're in it, boys. Baseball. Fucking lock in.
Okay. I love the card tonight.
Fucking let's go. I love everything.
USA went to plus 160 to plus 130 for the Nations League.
Ooh.
Against Mexico.
They heard the BJ Callahan has got a nice jib.
Like the dude. Cut of his jib.
Yeah, check that guy's coaching fucking.
Dude, he's a storied assistant.
Fucking Spolstra, dude, okay?
Storied assistant.
All right. No. We'll be back tomorrow. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Die.